Now, senior political analyst Britt Hume with some thoughts on this evening. Hi, Britt.
Hi, Brett. My thought would be, obviously, we have an important win for Romney in New Hampshire. Proves once again that the New Hampshire primary matters and matters a lot. The poll showing is interesting because I think it's perhaps a closer second than many of us thought he would achieve. But I continue to believe, and I think most observers do, that he's got about as much chance of being nominated as RuPaul would. And so I don't think, you know, all he does is block the others from any real effort to overtake Romney. The Huntsman finish, while it was better than some of his poll showings and did represent a minor surge, I don't think is enough to give him much momentum coming out of here. And what this shows you, Brett and Megan, is that if you look at this field now and you look ahead and you think, well, now who now is in a position to really challenge Mitt Romney going forward? The one person with enough national name recognition and perhaps enough money and enough intellectual candle power who might have been able to do it is Newt Gingrich. And this shows you why it was so important for the Romney people to do to him what they did to him in Iowa, which was to knock him down and to leave him in a position where now tonight, you know, he's fighting with Rick Santorum to finish a distant fourth, maybe even fifth. So I as we look ahead here, you know, it's not over, it's never over, we got a long way to go, and all of that is true. But it's kind of hard to imagine a scenario in which any of these other candidates really emerges as a serious challenger.